Good evening, and welcome to the No Kind of Way to God album session. Vocalist Mr. Ron Marshall. Y'all enjoy.
And don't turn away from the only person who can make you whole. Every day is a new day and a better day with Jesus. We welcome all of our worldwide church-going listeners, and thank you for being a part of the congregation today at the house of Let's Do a Radio on this fourth Sunday service, January 22nd, 2023. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcour Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Have you ever felt like you were condemned even before you were judged? You are supposed to be not guilty until proven guilty. In the next few verses of the King James Version of the Bible, we'll hear what thus saith the Lord, taken from Luke 6:37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the holy begotten Son of God. And right now, I want you to put your hands together for none other than our speaker of hour, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, as he greets us today and gives us invocational prayer and scripture. Amen.
Good evening, everyone, and to all of the listeners and to the esteemed hosts, Dr. Inez, and to all of the listeners that are on and that are coming on, and to the worldwide listeners, God bless you all. It's a wonderful day and a great day to be alive, to view the things of Jesus as our reality as we live. And that's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful thing to know that the risen Savior spoke before he passed, and the things that he spoke, we are visibly seeing them now. It's a wonderful day to be alive because we know that give us confidence that he is real. Now, tonight, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank thee for thy joy, thy love, thy mercy, thy kindness, which endureth forever. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping us under the shadow of you. And thank you for letting thy spirit be the convictor and leader of our hearts. Thank you, Father, for taking us to a new horizon of spiritual intellect. Yes. Thank you, Father, for giving us the necessities that we need on this day. Thank you for promises of the future. Thank you, Father, for your all-seeing eye. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for your healing power. We thank you, God, that you put a hedge up around us, that the enemy cannot touch us. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you even encamp angels all around the righteous. And we thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes everywhere. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you for all of the offices of the church. Thank you for those that are growing in you. Thank you for those that are coming into you. Thank you, Father. We thank you tonight for everything as well as it is and as you will have it. Now, as we go up higher in you, Father, through the word of the Lord,
give
us clarity, give us strength, give us endurance, and give us a new way. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Thank God, amen and amen. For our scripture tonight, we quote from the first numbers of Psalms, 1 verses 1 through 6, and it quotes as such: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. Leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but are like a shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May God add a blessing to the reader of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen. We'll have a song as we now introduce Reverend Ronnie. The song is Jesus is Going to Make It Better. Amen. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Pastor David.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment, and here's what I got to say. Gold all over the floor, and diamonds all on the wall. Don't you worry no more, Jesus is gonna console your soul. If your nights been long and cold, don't you worry no more, Jesus is gonna console your soul. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus is gonna make it better, make it better now, Father, better for you. If you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And now if you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus don't make it better, make it better now for you. Make it better. So better for you, better for you. But now Jesus gonna make it better. Better for you, better for you. It's gonna be better for you. Oh, Jesus gonna make it better. Children stay in school, stay in Sunday school, and you'll learn. You'll learn the golden rules. Make it better. If you're living in poverty, he said, those that are poor, say you're rich and you're not poor no more. Ooh, if you're living out beneath your privileges, and sad too, ooh, Jesus, he'll come into your life and make it all right.
Yes, Jesus is going to make it better. Before I introduce Reverend Ron, we do have with us, we have Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest Women Ministries International. She'd like to greet us right now.
Amen. Giving all praises unto God. I pray everyone's
Amen.
Well on this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen. Good to hear
yeah.
your voices. Good to know that
yes.
you're alive and awake. Praise God.
Yes,
it's a great,
yes.
great day in
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
And I don't know if you all have experienced it today in your worship service, but the Holy Spirit is an awesome visitor and comforter. And so,
amen.
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 Good to hear your voice. Brother Ron, always
thank
great
you. Thank you.
To hear from you. Amen.
Yes,
just
yes,
glad to
amen.
Be in the company of kingdom-minded people. Amen.
Amen.
Glad to
amen.
Be here.
Amen.
Chris is with me as well.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hello. Greetings, Apostle Chris. If you want to say anything.
Oh, no, I just listening.
He said,
God
oh,
bless
no,
you
just said something. You are alive, so you said something. So that's all. That's good enough for me. So thank you for joining us today.
Amen.
Amen.
Also,
thank God.
Amen. Amen. You're not going to let the rocks cry out for you. You're going to speak out for yourself. That's what I was told. Can't nobody,
Amen.
You know, speak out for me. So, but I'm just messing with you. But it's good to hear you all as well, Apostle Chris.
Amen.
And we also have Reverend Carolyn Williamson on the line. If you'd like to greet us this evening, Reverend Carolyn, if you're not driving and already shouting and praising the Lord.
I ain't driving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a blessing
Amen.
To be in service and worship one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To hear the voice of the saints. I've had three services
Amen.
Today, and they've,
Amen.
Been, they've been great. Hallelujah. The Lord had, he visited, and we thank God for
Amen.
His spirit. We thank God. We thank God for his demonstrating power. Hallelujah. Manifested
yes.
himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because even if it's not for us, it's for somebody else. It's to encourage
Amen.
Somebody.
When he shows up, it's to encourage us that he's still God. And when he shows up and those don't know him, it's to convey to them
mm-hmm.
that he is God and their might.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you
Amen.
Tonight. Look forward to
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank
Amen.
You so
Amen.
Much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for
yes.
the greetings, everyone.
Yes.
And in a few minutes, we're going to hear from Reverend Ron. Reverend Ronnie Marshall is the pastor of the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And he is a man of God. He is, as I always say, soft-spoken, but his words are mighty. And he has been a national ambassador for Christ for years, years and years. And he's even visited up in Washington State, where I'm from. So he's, as I say, from a national ambassador. So he's been around a few places. And he has many attributes, such as being a singer, a songwriter, which you heard his song, Jesus, Don't Turn Away From God, earlier. And Jesus is going to make it better. And he also is a guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer with records entitled The Praying Man album, The Praise God album, and Don't Turn Away From God album, as well as the video of the title track, Don't Turn Away From God. And he has just released his newest single entitled Jesus Can Make You Whole, which you will hear, and then we will be graced from the words of wisdom from on high from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So we're going to give you a round of applause from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, for Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and then we're going to hear his greatest solo. And
thank
then
you.
We will be in his hands and we will hear from him. Jesus can make you whole.
Jesus can make you whole. He can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you home, can wash his body soul. Jesus the one, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out. There's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his father's soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you hold. Now he can wash his body so. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. He can wash his body so. Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Can make you whole. Now he can watch you fly at itself. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, girl, Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, girl, Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Yeah, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash the spot on his soul. Well, Jesus can make.
God bless you, and may the anointings of God rest upon your life. May your days be prosperous. May the anointing be your abide. May you walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, do business in the Spirit. Every aspect of your life be in the Spirit, and may you never depart from the Spirit of the Lord. And may the Spirit of the Lord never depart from your daily activity, but may it be a part of everything that you say and do. And God said he would be there for us even till the end of the world. God bless you, listeners everywhere, Pastor Finan and Pastor Chris and Pastor Williamson and all of the people of God that are on tonight, to the faithful and the beloved of God. God bless you on tonight. And for those that don't particularly know your direction, it's a good thing that you're here tonight, wherever you're listening from, for the Lord has directions for your life, and it's beneficial in every aspect of your life. Be attentive, listen for the clarity of the word of the Lord. And we're grateful for our esteemed host, Sir Inez, and to all of God's people. God bless you. And glad to be saved, glad to be sanctified, glad to be set apart, meet for the master's use. I'm glad to be somebody he's using in the last and evil days. And I say, use me, Jesus, until you use me up here and then everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for that. Now, our scripture tonight is from Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it reads as such, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For a subject on tonight, there is no condemnation for the people of God who love him, who walk in his statue, his ways, who choose him over all things, even the world. There is no condemnation for God's people who Jesus sacrificed his life for, and they understand and know that and have the meaning that I am created in God's image. Those people who understand this, and those that are growing to understand this, and to those that don't know and are coming in to get a chance to understand that, for they that are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Now, some people say, well, how can you say this? We live in a world where injustice, we live in a world where the leaders of the world are liars and manipulators and all kind of evil. We live in a world where church folk have different analogies than what the scripture says. We live in a world where prophets are false, teachers are false. We live in a world where magistrates are being run by Lucifer. We live in a world where murder, the spirit of murder, walk around like people. We live in a world where confusion is at all parts of the world, all countries. We live in a world where every nation is going to make war against the true and living God. We live in a world where occultism, where the beast will come and he will try to inform everybody with magical works and with deceiving wonders to turn away from God, even so much so until if you, those that are out there that are left when the church has ascended up to God, with those that are left, if they are really not in God, will be deceived. And after being deceived, they will be departed from God, and departed from God forever will have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstones, according to the word of the Lord. Now, how, people say, with all of this is going on, crumbling foundations and people of unrest, people of unloved, and there is no unity, everybody is fighting from the low end to the top end, and everybody got something to say, and everybody got a point of view, and everybody wants to be the king. The world as such, when education has become flawed, when the analysts and the researchers have lost a pathway of discovery because man has run his limit and trying to establish limitations beyond his limit, can't find God in his search because he won't turn to God. For the Bible say when he knew that it was God, he would not recognize him as God, but went about setting his own righteousness and establishing his own righteousness apart from God, found nothing but misery and trouble. Living in a world where misery love company, other people that are hurting hurt others. Why? Because they've never experienced the true love of God. There is no condemnation to the righteous, even in a world like that, like we live in, simply because God has separated us before we came into the knowledge of the world, before there was a when or where or an S-U-N, before the moon channeled out the beautiful light. God knew who we were, who we would be. He know from whence we came, because he predestinated to date for us to come, be transfigurated from eternity, brought from eternity, laid into the womb of our mothers. And while being there, God took his perfect hands and surgically put us together as he would have us to be, put our mind in place, put the train of thinking that we would have from the day that our feet hit the earth until the day that we went back to eternity. He already knows what life was be for us. He predestinated us, and he predestined a road for our lives to go upon. So that's why he gives us a lifestyle of no condemnation, because he gives us to know his nature, the divine nature, from the Adamic fallen nature of the world. Then, after he created us in the womb, he set us apart and then brought us to the earth. For a moment there, we was in a spirit of dismalism because we was too young to fathom what was going on here on the earth. That's why he gave us parents that he had already saved. And some of them began to talk and began to vow what they would do with us here on the earth before our lives got started. Those people, our parents that loved God and praised God and was filled of the Spirit of the Lord, talking to the stomach, talking to God about the child that he had laid into their wombs. Some spoke about how they would give that child back to God and teach him the ways of God and teach him their statutes. Why? Because they themselves was following the Lord. Then when we came out of the womb, being set apart, God in his wise providence had the voice of our mothers and fathers that were saved beginning to take us in the way that the Lord would have us to go. Even though sometime as we grew and became a part of our environmental upbringing and our culture and adapted to culture habit and conception habits, we began to stray away. But thank the Lord, the Bible said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they become old, they will not depart from the truth. Thank God for Holy Ghost-filled parents that started talking to me, telling me while I'm in this world, granting me, giving me wisdom, giving me knowledge of what I should do and how I should live a life that's pleasing to God, and told me how that if I want great success, then I must have God first in my life, and gave me the assurance that I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me and taught me how to pick up the Bible and read it, got me on the course to serving this true and living God. A lot of it I didn't understand while I was a child, but when I became a man, then my thinking changed. I started becoming serious about the word of the Lord, even though there was a war going on in my members because of what I had played a part in the experience called life. Yes, erred. Yes, had to repent, still have to repent. But my practice now, my daily practical life every day, my practical life is to please God more than the things that I like and more than the things that some people say that's most important to me, more than joy that the world gives and more than excitement that the world gives, more than the sensations that I've learned about in the world that tickle the flesh. I've learned now that I've become of accountable age and a man. I've learned how to separate those things from the will of God and from my life, that I might present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Now do I get it right every minute, every hour in the day? Some days I have to say, Lord, forgive me that I didn't pray every hour. Lord, forgive me that I didn't fast this week. Lord, forgive me that I didn't read like I should read or be in communion with you 24 hours a day. I have to pray for forgiveness for that. But I get better because I would rather do the will of God than to have to repent for not doing the will of God. And thank God, because he separated me, I could come out of the ignorance. I could come out of the yoke of bondage of the world, of Lucifer, guidings, of his deceitfulness, of his lying, of his adultery, his fornication, of all of the things that are part of the flesh. Thank the Lord, I'm maturing, getting better of forsaking those things and being able to resist the very thoughts of failure that Lucifer tried to put in my mind when it comes to me being in the image of God. Jesus came to the earth that we would be separated. For the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin that I could become the very righteousness of God. Thank God for Jesus and his blood sacrifice. Thank God for him breaking out of the grave. Thank God for him coming back, assuring to us through the written word of the Lord and to the disciples that, yes, he had overcome, just like he told them he would overcome. He did overcome now at the right hand of the Father, but now doing business, subduing all of the enemies of God unto him. And thank God we're separated enough, we that follow the Spirit of God, we're separated enough to be witnesses of the resurrected Jesus and the power that he possessed. For the Lord said, when he ascended on high, God gave him all power over heaven and earth. And thank God, we, through him, have no condemnation. So is it important for us to stay in the Spirit? Yes, it is. Some people say, well, you can't do it all day, every day, and because you have natural things to do. You can do business. You can do the natural things. You can take care of the necessities, and you can do all of the things that life requires you to do in the Spirit of God, because you have to be, what would some people say, for things to be right, for things to be perfect, for things to be clear, it has to be done through a perfect spirit. I cannot get perfection out of imperfection unless I change the imperfection to perfection. And how do I do that in a world that's so corrupt, and things, people in the world that are corrupt and make the systems of the world corrupt to fit evil? We're living in a world where people call right wrong and wrong right. So I have to, we that love God, if we really want that lifestyle that pleases God, then we have to stay in the spirit of the Lord. So, folks, I ain't got to do nothing but live and die. That's all I got to do. But don't understand what they're saying. It's imperative that we, the children of God, if we want the freedom of having a free conscience, a clear conscience, if we want the spirit of the Lord to dominate our thoughts from where they're born to the end, we have to stay in the spirit of the Lord. Then the Bible say it becomes a discomfort to be in sin. It becomes a discomfort to walk out the flesh. It becomes a discomfort believing in myself when I can't make nothing happen. It becomes a discomfort listening to people bragging about who they are and what kind of power that they hold, and I'm knowing all at the same time. Except the Spirit of the Lord work through you, you don't have no power. He said to us that follow after the Spirit, that's what he said, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. First, I must take on the principles of Christ and thank the Lord that the parents put it in me by teaching me the way that I should go and teaching me the importance of living for God. I'm so glad tonight they gave me more than a valuable inheritance that people consider as great. They gave me more than gold. They gave me more than silver. They gave me more than anything that I could send them tangibility-wise here on the earth when they gave me God. They really set me up for life. You know, some people say when the parents leave the children a certain amount of money, they set them up for life. Well, that ain't all the time the case. A lot of people have left children houses and land, and what did they do? They turn around and allow the devil to make them walk off and leave everything and go to the penitentiary. The devil have deceived people with inheritance so bad given to them. Why? Why? Because they didn't have the mind of Christ, they were not walking after the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, they couldn't hear it. You have to be in the Spirit of the Lord to hear the Holy Ghost talking to you. You have to be in the Spirit of the Lord to understand his voice, his conversation, without you being distorted, without you contradicting. You have to listen to the Holy Ghost, and you have to have a relationship with him, because Jesus said he is the boss in this dispensation of grace. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You know, you notice some people who love the Lord, how sweet they are and how their countenance presents an awareness that you can get help here, your change can come over your life by this person. But you know, when you're walking after the Spirit and there's no condemnation in your life, there's a freedom, a spirit of freedom that takes over you. No matter what's going on in the natural, it's like you're here, but you're not here. It's like that you are the person, you're the conduit that people can come to and will run to even more in the future. They're going to be running to find somebody that's in the Spirit of the Lord, because the spirit of confusion will be done taking over their minds, because the evilness of the devil, he'll have things going on to spook them and scare them, and they'll be totally confused about life, and he'll bring over to them that they're going to have limitations all their life and illusions all their life. You're not going to have wealth. You're going to be poor all your life, and you're not going to be treated right because of your color, and you're not going to have vain stage seats because of you're not out here wild, and you're not out here tore up from the flow up. You're not out here twisting and buckling to a strange sound talking about you got joy and you got peace and you having a good time and dying, and don't even know it. Why? Because the Bible says Satan has blinded the eyes of those who are not in the Spirit of God. He blinded those that walk in condemnation. He have blinded those that have set out to make their life in the world, to set a pinnacle in the world, saying, if I can live like I want to live, I can do like I want to do, I can have what I want to have, I can do all of this apart from God. I don't have to have God telling me what to do. I don't have to have no book telling me what to do and what I shouldn't do. I can do this because I'm a human being and I got choices. Your choices are the same as the people's choices that are in hell. If you're apart from God, if you're apart from the Spirit and you're living a life of condemnation, your choices are just like the choices that the people had that's in hell. Your choices are the choices that the devil gave the people that's locked up in jail 3-4 life sentences, because he told them to do something that was against Scripture. He told them to do something that was contrary to the will of God. They did not have anyone in their lives instructing them, or if they did, they became rebellious because the spirit of the devil told them, say, you don't have to be under the charge, or you don't have to be under the restraints of what your mama say or what your daddy say. That's what the devil tell them. So you can do what you want to do. Get you a gun and go out and rob and steal and kill and destroy. He teaches people how to be themselves. Like we learn how to be God, Lucifer teach people how to be Lucifer. He teach them all of the evil that he knows. And once he gets sold, he jumps at them full force, because he don't want them to have a chance to hear the gospel. He don't want them to have a chance to get besides a true worshiper or get besides somebody that's in the Spirit of the Lord who's free of condemnation. He don't want people to talk to us. But sadly for him, God makes a way for him to hear us anyway, just like he's doing right tonight. Satan can't stop the people that are listening from hearing about there is no condemnation. You can live a life of peace right here on the earth. Some people say, I can't have peace unless I get all the money that I want, all the things that I want, all the opportunities that's been granted to me, and I done walk down the big stages of life. They say, if they don't have that, they don't have a good life. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can have all of that and not have joy. You can have all the things of the world and not have peace. Mm-hmm. You can have all of the luxuries. You can have all of the delicacies. You can live in the palace. You can have all of that. But if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you, in your mind, in your heart, then you'll be in the palace feeling like you're living alone on the streets. You'll have all the money, buy everything that you want, and still have leanness of your soul. You won't have no joy. You can have the most beautiful woman or husband. You can know the actions of a queen and don't have the Spirit of the Lord. You won't have no joy. Then you have to look in the mirror and you can say, what have I done so long of a time in my life that I haven't made it no farther than where I am? Well, it wasn't Lucifer's intentions to take you to the place where you want to be. As a matter of fact, he wants to take you away from the peace, the love, the joy. Everything that Lucifer does, it's an illusion and it's deceivableness. He don't mean nothing that he tells you. When he tells the woman to go commit adultery, he know what he's doing. He's trying to break up her home. He's trying to break up everything she worked for. When he tells the man to go out and do the wrong thing, he's trying to tap everything that God promised that a man and woman could have together in him. But he makes them start trying to put power in each other. You ain't this kind of woman. You ain't this kind of man. I'm looking for a man that can do this. You ain't going to find a man that can do everything You ain't gonna find a woman that can do everything. Only God is the one that can give you all things. And he's already done that. He said, I've given you all things that I might be glorified and that your joy might be fulfilled, that God might be glorified. He gave us all things so we can look up when we have good things and say the Creator gave us this already. When we move into different offices that he have chosen for the body of Christ, we say the Almighty God has given us this always and already, because he told us, he said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with my love and kindness have I drawn thee. Love and kindness, my ways, that's right, you follow them, then I embrace your action. The Spirit of truth began to lead your life, and if the Spirit of truth began to lead your life, he said, you continue following after me, and I'll show you a more excellent way. We got to stay in the Spirit of the Lord, because there is a great, great challenge ahead of us. And what is that challenge? It's to win all the souls that we possibly can while Jesus are subduing the enemies under him. It's for us to stand up and declare Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's for us, we that are free and have no condemnation, walking in the Spirit. It's for us to start laying hands on each other, laying hands on others. It's time for us, our conversation, to be so powerful in the Spirit of the Lord. When they talk to us, they change automatically. Their hearts, all of the stony walls, all of the yokes be broken immediately. Why? Because we are in the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is joy, unspeakable joy. What do we do? We stay in the Spirit. For they that walks after the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Temptation may come, but the Spirit of the Lord will bring to the scream of your conscience and show you the benefit of staying with God, and will show you the residuals if you go the opposite way. And then he tells us, he said, it's better to walk the straight and narrow path than to get off the narrow path, get on to Broadway, and become prodigal and lay in the mud. When we are, there is no condemnation to us that walk after the Spirit. Can you imagine if you are living a life of no condemnation? Isn't it good to look at your life and know that I ain't committed no evil today? Isn't it good to know that I've had my mind staying on Jesus all day? Isn't it good to know that the Spirit of the Lord speaking unto me and express things to me in my mind that I can give to the saints and the saints grow thereby? Isn't it good to know within my mind I'm not confused about how the bill's going to be paid? I'm not confused about how this is going to happen and how that's going to happen, what the future's going to be, because God has already told me. He said, I know the future, the plans I have for your life, and I know that I planned good things for you and an expected end. Matter of fact, he said, I have chosen your inheritance for you. So therefore, tonight, I have no condemnation. Why? Because I trust in God, and I'm standing waiting for instruction of the Spirit of the Lord, which is the unbiblical cord that have us tied to God. And the Spirit of truth comes, and the Bible says he would not speak of himself, but what he'll do, he'll come, and he'll tell us all the things that Jesus commanded us to do and how we should walk and how we should live as the wise virgin, not foolish, but redeeming the time for the all things. The Bible says the end of all things are near, but he tells us, he said, you are at the beginning of sorrow, you got to stay in spirit, because when all of these things, all of these events, all of this action started happening that are evil and devastation and the wrath of God begin to fall, people going to run. They're going to want, but the Bible says even some of their hearts will fail them because of fear. So they're going to have somewhere, somebody to talk to with the Spirit Spirit of the Lord, that they might change their confused mind. But how do we do that? The Spirit of the Lord, take it over us, take it over our tongues, take it over our minds, take us to scriptural principles that we might apply to those that are lost, and after applying to those that are lost, the scripture, the things of God, then God break up the stony walls of their mind, and they be able to conceive, and that's when the soul of the lost saying, what must I do to be saved? That's when they make that decision. I want to change my life. I'm tired of the way Lucifer has been beating me up. I'm tired of the way that he's been wrecking my future and wrecking my plans. I'm tired. Then that's when we can tell them, come unto Jesus, all ye that are tired, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he can give you rest. Well, there is no condemnation. If you want to be free from the worries, if you want to be free from the sleepless nights, if you want to be free from the war that you're having within your own mind, if you want confusion to stop, if you want total confidence in God, then what you have to do, the Bible says, you have to resist the devil and all of his attributes, and you have to follow after the Spirit of the Lord, and you have to resist him in your mind. When he comes and bring all the things that are not pertaining to scripture, not pertaining to God, you got to declare, even though your flesh say, I like that, you got to tell that, and you got to tell the devil, say, I don't want nothing that you got, because God has given me all things. There is no condemnation. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now let me tell you something. The natures are different. The natures are different. The natures are different. The nature of fallen humanity, the Bible says, all that is in the world is the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. Lust. Exceedingly lust caused the children of Israel to stray from God because they got taken over by the sensations of what they felt, of their emotions, the excitement that the devil brought to them, that it would be worshiping idols and partying and wild orgies and all this kind of thing. He brought that to them in the wilderness and caused them to seek the idol worshippers of Cana. They were going to the land flowing with milk and honey. But when they got there, the Bible said because the things that they saw, the delicacies and the palace and to all of this kind of thing, it sidetracked them from walking in holiness. I don't never want nothing to sidetrack me from walking in holiness because I know how important it is for me to have sanity in my mind. I know how important it is for me to have God who can see way ahead of me, have him navigating my life, and how important it is that the Spirit of the Lord talking to me, that when I talk to someone that's been predestinated to come across my path, I do not miss that soul. I want my mind to be in the Spirit because there is no condemnation in the Spirit. All there is liberality, peace, and power, and plenty of the anointing in the Spirit of the Lord. You already ready when you're in the Spirit of God because there's no condemnation. You don't have no guilt about nothing that you've done because your practice has been in the ways of holiness and sameness of mind. Your lifestyle is the lifestyle of holiness. So you're ready to win a soul. You're ready to change a group that has been misled. You're ready to come against the forces of evil, the forces of devil. You're ready to claim victory in everything that you say and do. You are ready to follow the Spirit. And if you follow the Spirit, the Bible says, he will lead thee and guide thee into all truth. Into all truth. So you have to... You have to know, if you want perfect peace, then you got to follow the Spirit, because he's going to tell you what Jesus talked about, and he's going to show you how to stay on the path, and he's going to tell you what to do when it comes to habits that you're getting over. He's going to tell you what to do and how to do it. He's going to tell you how to put this down and pick this up. He's going to tell you He's going to tell you where you need to be. He's going to tell you how you need to act. Even when you get ready to act on your own accord, the Spirit of the Lord will stand there, and he'll tell you. He said, now keep that, hold that, hold, don't speak that. Do this right here. There is no condemnation to those who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, there's a difference in the natures, in the nature of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says joy, peace, righteousness, kindness, meekness, tolerance, long-suffering. He said, and against such there is no law. That's why Jesus said there is no condemnation, because if you walk in the nature of God, if you walk in his attributes, the fruits of the Spirit, if that be your way of life, and your life is led in that pathway, well, then there is no condemnation, because all you're doing is loving all day. Can you imagine that you getting so good and following God and being led by the Spirit and standing with Jesus as he destroyed the beast and as he destroyed the dragon, as he destroyed Satan and the works of the devil, while Jesus cleaned up the world, and you standing there with him proclaiming that I am a part of the kingdom. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will subdue the enemies of God up unto him, as the scripture has said. Don't you know that's power? The natures are different. There is no condemnation if you follow Jesus. Walk out to the Spirit. I don't know about y'all, but I want that life of no condemnation. I want that life. Look at the natures, and look at the lifestyle. The lifestyle following the Spirit, you don't have to worry about those things of the flesh that God don't like, but you're walking in the way that pleases him, like when he was there with Adam and Eve in the garden, in the cool of the day. He rejoiced so that the Bible says he came and visited them. Don't you know when you're in the Spirit of the Lord and you're following him, you're right there in the presence of God? Don't you know you are right with Jesus when you are doing it? Because the Holy Spirit teaches us, the Bible says, all the things that Jesus tell him to tell us and remind us of. When Jesus told us, he said, be not like the heathen. He said, don't ask all these things, these are repetitious prayers. He said, no. He said, don't be like them. He said, for your God know it what things you have needed. He knows what you're dealing with here on the earth. He knows your responsibilities here on the earth. He knows your ability. That's why he told you, he said, take no thought, but cast all of your cares upon me, for I care it for you.
Yes.
There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. None. So if you walk after the Spirit and you stay after the Spirit, I don't care what the devil try to make you think in your mind, it ain't no condemnation on you when God sees you. What he sees is the unspotted mirror of his majesty because of the blessed sacrifice of Christ Jesus. God bless you all, and I hope something was said that will cause you to grow a little higher tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was something. You know, there is no condemnation. Not according to Romans 8:1-5, as Reverend Ron just spoke about. I'm going to play this next song, Give Jesus Your Heart, and then we'll have invitation to a Christian discipleship and welcome to the family. Let me see. Pastor Betty.
Yes, ma'am.
After the song, do you mind doing the invitation to Christian discipleship?
Not at all. Thank you.
All right, and then and then at the end of the service, Reverend Carolyn, do you mind doing the closing prayer? She's still there. If she'll come back. And then we also have another caller with the last 404-331-2. We want to welcome you to
the
service.
Don't want to act right.
Oh, you know it, Devin.
Amen.
Come down
the
phone.
Lord, amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to
closing.
God. Thank you, Master.
Amen. Amen. When it's time for closing prayer, do you mind giving us a closing prayer?
Amen.
Okay. And then we have another caller. They call in, but they seem to leave before I can say anything. Would you like to greet us this evening with the last 4-3-3-1-2? Let us know who you are and where you're calling from. Or if you're just listening. You may still be on mute. Okay. We're going to go ahead and play the song, Give Jesus Your Heart. We'll have Invitation to Christian Discipleship. And then, of course, church announcements. Give Jesus Your Heart. Jesus, your heart. Invitation to Christian discipleship.
Amen. And then first and foremost, Reverend Ron, I want to thank you for that message. I think I want to enroll in the University of Reverend Ron.
for real.
I was so blessed and so excited. tonight by all the words that went forward. Amen. Exceptional teaching. Awesome. Much needed for the kingdom of God. Thank you for that word. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure because our greatest role, our greatest responsibility right now in this day, in this hour, and in this time is to win souls. And so it is a great opportunity, and I do it with such humility that for all of my brothers and sisters that may be out there listening on the phone, on the internet, whichever manner that you're listening in, this is the opportunity that is given to every person, regardless of prejudice, regardless of racial, creed, color, ethnicity, what have you. There are no limitations on this. Everyone is invited to come unto Christ and to be a part of the kingdom of God. This is a great time, if there's ever been any time, that you want to give your life to God. Turn over all your problems, situations, your heavy, your troubles. Just give your heart to Him. This is the opportunity that you can do it right where you are.
Yes.
Sitting on your phone, watching on the internet. You don't necessarily have to be in a church building. You are the church is in you. And wherever you are tonight, God is extending a hand, a warm hand, actually both hands, toward you, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I want to give you rest. I want you to cast all your cares upon me because I care for you, and I want you to know that I care for you. I know you. You just don't know me. But I want you to come to know me just like I know you. And God is saying, just come on. Come on unto me. My arms are extended wide open. He said, even said word, he said, I'm married to the backslider. And Reverend Ron told you that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now is your hour. Now is your moment to make that change in your life. Sister Kathleen so graciously introduced me to this song, and I don't know the words to it, but I want to share the name of the song. And the name of the song is "I'm All In." We're in a time where, you know, some people are not all in. They think they're all the way in, but they're just barely missing it. Either you're all in or you're not in at all. You can't be 99.5%.
Amen.
God wants you to be 100% in so that he can bless you 100%, so that he can keep you 100%, so that you can trust him 100%. Lean and depend on him, and not unto your own understanding, but be enlightened by the scriptures and the word, that he has said to all of us. So this night, as you think on it, as I say a short little prayer, as you think on it in your heart, the word of God says, in the day that you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. And so if through me, and I pray it is through me and not me extending this offer that is the Holy Spirit through me, you are hearing the voice of the Lord. And I said, right where you are, if you would just bow your head for a moment as we say this prayer. Eternal God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a God that never fails. You are God of your word, God that we can trust, a God that we can depend on. You are the one and true absolute in this world today. Father God, we come before your presence. We come, Father God, admonishing first and foremost that you are Almighty God, and besides you there is none other, none like unto you, no limitations, no imitations. We ask, Father God, that you will search our hearts, search our spirits, search our souls. But we realize, God, we are not perfect, but we are striving toward perfection. If there be any sin in, Lord God, we ask you to cleanse us with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask
God, that you would touch the deep things of the heart.
Yes.
Go into the crevices, Lord God, and begin to root out everything that is not like you, Father God.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, to incline right now the listening ears unto your voice, Lord God, and that you may speak softly
Hallelujah.
Into their heart, their
Hallelujah.
Spirit, their body,
Thank
and their
you.
Soul, and begin
yes.
to penetrate them to the very core
God,
of their soul, that you would draw them unto you. We lift you up, Father. We
yes.
praise
yeah.
you.
Yes.
Said in your word, you be lifted up. You would draw all men unto you.
All
I'm
men.
Asking you to draw on tonight, Lord God. Draw
yes,
on tonight. So all
yes,
the listeners,
yes.
realize that God loves you.
Yes.
There is no love greater than the
yes.
love of God. God loves you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even in your sin.
Yes.
He said, while you were in sin, he said, I sent my son
mm-hmm.
to die on
yes.
the cross.
Yes.
So listen.
Thank you, man.
God
yes.
wants you to come unto him. He'll forgive you sin.
Mm-hmm.
Confess him
Thank
as your Lord and Savior today.
Wash him.
Let him
Hallelujah.
Wash you. Clean
him away.
Let him purge you with his No. He has this majestic way of just turning black things pure white.
Mm.
Yes.
Holy and acceptable
Hallelujah.
Unto him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tonight to come.
Yes.
Tonight is your night.
Yes.
Tonight is your night.
Yes.
I
yes.
wouldn't
yes.
until tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Know that beyond a shadow of doubt
yes.
that you know what your destiny would be. Should you not, God forbid, should you not wake
yes.
up tomorrow, that you would open your eyes in glory. If that's you tonight, just say, Lord God, come into my heart.
Yes.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, I admit
yes.
that I have been yes. and I've fallen short of glory like
yes.
so many others.
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
alone, God.
No.
I'm just a sinner by your grace.
Yes. Yes.
But, Father, I'm asking you tonight, if
yes.
you can use anything
yes.
and anyone, Lord God,
yes.
can
yes.
you use me, Master?
Oh,
I'm willing to run with
yes.
you all the way.
Yes. All the
and if you repeated that prayer,
yes.
just give God glory, honor, and praise
yes.
that now
yes. Yes.
Faith, you are on your way to heaven.
Yes.
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple.
Just that simple.
Confess him as Lord. Accept him
yes.
into your heart. And believe
yes.
that he is the Son of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the invitation
is
there. The doors
yes.
are open.
Yes. Yeah.
It's your time.
Yes.
It's your moment. It's
yes.
your hour.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pastor Betty, hallelujah. You were
Come
saying
on.
That if you hear God's voice,
yes.
you hear
yes.
the word of the Lord speaking to you,
yes.
do
yes.
not harden your heart. Don't turn away. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore mm-hmm. it. Don't.
No.
Act like you didn't hear it, because the children of
mm-hmm.
Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they ignored,
yes.
they act like they didn't hear, they rebelled,
yes.
they didn't think nothing of it. And according to the scripture, 42,000
yes.
of them fell dead out there in
yes.
the wilderness.
Mm.
So
in
we
the
thank God that we're under grace today. God,
yes.
the word
yes.
of the Lord says that his compassion faileth not. His mercy is new every morning. He continues
Hallelujah.
To send grace to all of us and those who don't know him in the
yes.
pardon
yes.
of their sins. He
yes.
willeth
yes.
that none will perish, but that all would come to repentance. And I don't know about nobody. I'm sure Pastor Reverend Run and Pastor Betty and Apostle, I don't know her husband's name, but anyway,
Chris,
those of us are our neighbors, Pastor Chris, on the line, we don't want to see no one lost. We want to see everyone come to the Lord. Repent of your sins and say, God, I need you. I've been slipping, dipping. I've been this or whatever you've been doing. He don't hold, I'm so glad he don't hold it against us. You know, he said, you take your stuff, your sin, and throw it in the sea of forgiveness and don't bring it up again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As far as
no
the east to the west. And you know, there's some distance in that. So I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God that I know that there's no condemnation. When you're in Christ, there's no condemnation. Hallelujah. So we're trying to encourage somebody to get in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Before it's too late. So I thank God, amen, for the service tonight, the word. Hopefully, prayerfully, it did not fall on deaf ears. Anything that was said, sang, songs, prayer, it did not fall on deaf ears of somebody. Had an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to them, and that they will seek God, turn to God, and call in one day and say, I've heard this message, or I've been listening for a while, and I've made the decision to turn my life over to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Make him the Lord of my life. Hallelujah. So now I can rejoice also because I'm walking after the Spirit and no longer after the flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I there's no condemnation to me. I'm in the mouth. So Father, we honor you tonight. God, we thank you for every word that's been spoken, every prayer that's been prayed, every song that has been sang, oh God. We thank you for all the encouragement, all the exhortation. Father, we pray, dear God, that your word would go out, hallelujah, and land on hearts that will that are open up, that you will let that word take root and begin to bring forth some seed, some fruit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, as we dismiss from this line, never ever dismiss us from your presence. God, keep your angel of protection around us as we go about the week, Lord God. And at the appointed time, if it be your divine will, you bring us back together again, that we may, hallelujah, lift up your son, Jesus. For if he's lifted up, he does the drawing. And so we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask and pray this prayer. Hallelujah. And with a sincere heart, thanking you in advance for all things. Amen. And thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Carolyn. You trying to close our service early?
I thought you said after Pastor. I told you my phone was jackrabbiting me. Girl, no, I am not. You're supposed to be stopping me right there and there. Bless her, Jesus.
No,
I'm praying.
You was going too good. I'm not going to stop because you're going too good. I'm not going to stop that prayer. I said
well,
I'm going to do announcements.
Well, you could have just said, I'm so grateful that the service is still intact. Hallelujah. And I'd have caught that message.
And that's okay because we can have another prayer after. Hey, we can't never have too many prayers.
Amen. Amen.
And
thank
so,
you.
So, you know, since you did that prayer, we'll have Apostle Chris Bennett, after I've done the service,
amen.
Do the closing prayer, which is fine.
Amen.
Because we had such a good service last time. We're going to continue that service, but let me do the announcements and what I do on the regular. And then if we still feel good in the Lord, we're going to continue and have prayer and have blessings and just kind of be in the Spirit and stay in the Spirit. So, you know, our time is our time because we don't get a lot of time with the Lord like we should and with each other. So if y'all want to stay on the line and keep praising the Lord, that's fine with me. But I'm going to do the announcements and then, you know, my regular little mess in between them, we can we'll either close out or just keep on praising the Lord. But the announcements are January 24th and 26th. We're going to have Miss Inez Sedlick talk about it. And this Tuesday, we have a caller who wanted to talk about American women versus foreign women love, you know, loving American women versus foreign women and dating and so on and so forth. So that's going to be on Tuesday and Thursday. I don't know when we're going to talk about this yet. You know me. Then Sunday we have, which is the fifth Sunday, we have Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. out of Yakima, Washington, and that's the city that Reverend Carolyn is out of. He'll be speaking to us on that Sunday. And then the last Tuesday of the month, January 31st, here I'll be coming again. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And those times are all at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall, he just released his new single, Jesus Can Make You Whole, which you heard today. And all the songs you have heard today are from Reverend Ron and his albums and so on and so forth. And he can be supported through all music media, Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, anything you could think of. Yeah, anything you could think of musically, there you will find Reverend Ron. So he's not, you can't say, I couldn't find you, Reverend Ron. Yes, you can. You type in Ronnie Marshall, and his name will come up, and his songs will also come up, and you can listen and support him and support him and purchase and do whatever else you need to do to help him along. And he's going to also be producing a video in conjunction with Jesus Can Make You Whole. So I look forward to him releasing that. And to keep Let's Do Radio on air, you can always sow a seed to Cash App, $ANASEDALCOUR, or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle. And, you know, if you have a telephone number or email, you can do that. And we're open to sponsorships. And if you want to become a sponsor, you can send me an email and we'll get that information out to you. It has to be created because we have never had a sponsor, but we have one who is in the balance waiting for their paperwork. So we will get that out to them, and we praise God and thank the Lord for them wanting to be a sponsor. So God is in the blessing business, and he's working with all of us. And I just thank each and every one of you for listening, tuning in, uplifting each and every one of us, and just, you know, keeping us together and in your prayers, and giving, I want to give the worldwide congregation a round of applause for joining in and listening, because you didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. And thank you for joining in and listening to today's service with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Pastor Betty, she is with Harvest World Ministries International. And Reverend Carolyn, I know you're out of Yakima, so do you have an institution or what do you, are you connected with anybody?
No, at this moment, I'm not connected, but I do have my ministry is Viewing the Cross Ministry.
Okay, okay.
Not
all
fully
right.
Set up, but that's the ministry God gave me. So Viewing the Cross, keep your eyes on the cross. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, that's a good one. That's the best thing you can do, keep your eye on the cross.
Amen.
I like
Amen.
That. I like
Amen.
That. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And let's talk about topics. If you have a topic you'd like to discuss, let's talk about it. You can email us at letsfeelradio@gmail.com, and don't forget to share on all social media platforms. That's how we get the word out there and get more people involved and interested in what we're doing here on Let's Do It Radio. And if you want to listen to an episode, you can always go on demand to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and you can hear kind of what we talked about last Tuesday was Don't Judge Me. And then Reverend Ron talks about, you know, there's no condemnation. So that kind of goes hand in hand with what we had talked about then. And so, you know, God is bringing us all together. When one, it's almost like a tag team, if you ask me. We be tag teaming everybody. So you can't say, well, I didn't know or I didn't hear. Yeah, you did. You just didn't want to know. You just didn't want to hear. Or you choose not to listen. But we're going to get it to you because... And it's not going to fall on deaf ears, because one day somebody's going to come and say, I want to be saved. And that's the day we're going to be rejoicing. Like, you don't know what. I'm going to play praise break music. We're going to have some of everything out there. Just the angels are going to be rejoicing. We're going to be rejoicing. We're just going to be happy for those people who are out there and want to learn and know more about Jesus Christ. So we are here. And then every other Wednesday we have Bible study with Reverend Ron as well. So stay in touch, keep in contact. And like I said, you know, go to past episodes, and you can always hear when things are coming up, and you can always listen to things from last year, as far as I know. I think they're in the archives. So, and if you can't, just let me know, and I can always dig it up and send it to you. And if you want to have something, of course, you can send it, email to me at letsdoradio@gmail.com. So, it's just been a good evening again with Reverend Ron and all of us as his followers, and then we follow each other, so that's good, and we uplift each other. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining in. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Outfit Design, and you can find me out there on the World Wide Web under ANAISCDALCOUR.com or on Facebook and Instagram under the same ANAISCDALCOUR. And the thought of the evening is, God will give you strength to go through your storm or your valley or any situation so that you can come out, so that when you come out, you'll have power. And again, that is from J. Rick Rollins II, Random Thoughts. You can buy that 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts by Rick J. Rollins II through textbookx.com. So, okay, so anybody want to do the benediction? Are we good on benediction? Or we just want to keep praising the Lord? Because I want to play a song, God's Got a Blessing from You, and that's another one of Reverend Ron's songs. We can hear that, and if we get happy, we can stay on the line and get happy with him and keep on going until we stop. We never stop praising the Lord. So I'm going to play this song before we close out, God's Got a Blessing for You. Yes, God's got a blessing for you. And you can hear more of his music now. It's out there, but you can't say I didn't tell you. Where can I get that music? BB Baby, iTunes, Amazon, anything out there musically inclined, you can get his music. So it's out there. So don't be ashamed. Support him. He's been supporting Let's Do a Radio. And so we just want to, continue that favor back to him. So any last words from anybody? No last words? Apostle Bennett? You want
I'm
close
right
us
here.
Out? Okay, yeah. You want to go ahead and close us out? Go ahead.
But Ron, I want to encourage you to keep up the good work, man. I enjoyed it word on tonight. There's no more condemnation in us. You know, we have to realize that we as Christians, there's no condemnation, regardless of what we
mm-hmm.
do. The devil can't know anything over us. Yeah, so can we pray? Father, we
Amen.
Thank you. We thank you for Let's Do It Radio. We thank you for Brother Ron that's brought the word on tonight. We ask now, God, that you would bless him. Bless Let's Do It Radio. God, we ask now that you would send more listeners to the station. And God, we praise you. We magnify your name. And God, we ask now as we enter into next week to go with us and stand by us. Lead us, God, into your path of righteousness. God, let us do everything to please you on next week. And God, we ask now that you would bless everyone that was on the line tonight. We ask that you would bless the host on tonight. These and many other brothers, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the grace of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest through and abide henceforth now and forever. And all of God's people said, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed evening until we meet again. Yes. Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Have a good evening, everyone. Stay safe. Stay within God, and you won't have to worry about nothing. Amen. Thank you. Good night.
Pastor Betty, I'll be contacting you this week.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Blessings to you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.